email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you've ever been to Bunbeg's Maharatlahar Beach near Gidore in Donegal, then chances are that you've taken a picture of Bod Eddy. It's a shipwreck and it's been sitting on the strand for 42 years. And it's so famous that it's been in Vogue magazine. It's been an exciting weekend for Bod Eddy. And to tell me more is Sonia Nigila Osbig from the newly formed Bod Eddy Committee. She's on the line from Donegal. How are you doing, Sonia?
Not too bad, Ray. Thanks for having us.
And we also have Moya Brennan from Donegal.
Hello.
As well. From
yeah.
Donegal and Clonard.
That's it.
And In a Lifetime and yeah. Bod Eddy and all that. We'll go to you first, Sonia. So tell us, just for people who don't know about Bod Eddy, just a brief history of it.
Bod Eddy is a shipwreck. Well, it's an old fishing boat that came from Brittany in France. A local man here bought it. And it went on the rocks off one of the local islands in Ishmael in the early 1970s. And she broke a couple of her planks and was taken into the local harbour. They were extending the harbour at the time and she was too big and in the way. So they moved her around the corner to the strand here in Maharatlahar. And between the jigs and the reels, they had taken the engine out of the boat because it had gone underwater. And the man who owned it, Eddie Michael Asbig, and his wife Breege, they had intended to put it back to sea again. But between one thing and another, it moved closer and closer inland. And then it just stayed there and became one of the most iconic boats, I think, in Ireland, and definitely the most photographed boat in Ireland, I think.
And originally it was like a little playground, was it, on the beach?
Well, it was. It was intact, the whole boat. It had the cabins down below and the cabins down below, and it had the mast and everything on it. And myself and the neighbours, all the neighbours down Strand Road, used to play on the boat, and we used to swing off it into the sea. And everybody had their own little cabin, and you know, you would be fighting between who was in the nicest cabin.
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't mind us playing on it, you know. And then the deterioration started, then it actually became dangerous to play on it, so that stopped.
And in the mid-80s then, Moya Brennan, ye recorded a song with Bono. And whose idea was it to use the boat in the background? Well, there's sort of an explosion in it, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. It's lovely to talk to you, Ray.
Good to talk to you.
Like when we did that song, Bono loved the idea of doing the video in Donegal. And for us, that was exciting because it was especially with Bono, it was a big one. And we had Merce Avis, who's directed a lot of YouTube videos, coming to Donegal. And they were sort of, he brought to Donegal a wind machine and a rain machine. I mean, you might laugh, you do have to laugh at it, you know. I don't think they were used, they weren't used at all. But you know, we had auditions for people to appear in it, young folks and older folks and everything. And because it's just such an iconic kind of vision and everything, he wanted, us walking along by the boat and everything. And when he did the video, he used special effects with, you know, because in the song it's first the thunder, then the storm, and just so the effects of like lightning and thunder and everything over the boat. And it was really funny because when it was the first time it appeared, there was loads of people going down to the strand to see, well, did we blow up the boat? They didn't realize that
special
it was special effects.
Yeah.
They thought that we destroyed it. But any time then that I did any sort of documentaries or photo shoots or anything to do with Clannad or myself, you bring photographers down here or video makers or whatever, and they all want to be part of that. That's always been a shot that has just become synonymous with the area,
yeah,
you know.
And Sonia, it's as you're saying, it's sort of getting more decrepit as the years go on, and there's a worry that it'll just fall apart and be swept out to sea one day when the tide's going out. So tell us about the Bod Eddy Committee.
Well, the Bwaith Eddy Committee, we had a public meeting about a year ago, and then, of course, with COVID coming in and everything, we didn't kind of get the committee formed properly until recently. And then we put a committee together to try, I suppose, and salvage what's left of the boat. And as you said, it is deteriorating very quickly. And we were lucky at the weekend there. We had Queen's University down, and they have done a 3D scan of the boat, which means that virtually we have a replica of the boat uh-huh. now recorded. But they also spoke to the archaeology department in Queen's, and they have said that when a boat gets to this stage, the decline is fairly
rapid.
Swift,
yes,
you know.
Yeah,
so so that's our worry, and okay. you know, I mean, the emotional attachment that everybody has to that boat is phenomenal, you know. And you know, if it disappeared, you know, there'd be a lot of heartbreak in the area
yes.
here.
So there would be.
Yes. So what's the plan or the hope?
Well, the plan is hopefully to raise enough awareness and enough funds to make a stainless steel replica
right.
of the boat, and it'd be the first of its kind in Ireland, where there would be a sculpture on the beach that the tide would come in around, so that whether the tide was in or out, people could appreciate, you know. And I suppose it's to kind of, it's to fulfil the, you know, the committee's hopes and dreams that we'll have something there that
yes.
Bwaith Eddy will never leave the beach.
Okay. And tell us about the sunset concert, Moya. That was your idea, was it?
Well, when Sonia was doing the documentary, where I was on that with her, and you know, I kind of said to her, you know, would it be nice to do a concert, you know, around it or just in the, you know, so you know, a couple of weeks ago, she rang me, I think on a Friday morning. She says, Moya, it's going to be a lovely evening tomorrow evening, Saturday evening. Are you free? You know, and I said, well, you know, I was. And she says, if you'll come, we'll get all the other musicians. So Marae the Enyiwuni from Altan and her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend and Friel sisters and a couple of local singers as well, Emma Niersky and that, it just all gathered. And it was so fantastic. It was the most amazing sunset. And people were coming with their chairs, and everybody kept their distance and everything.
Yeah.
But they, you know, but they were coming with their chairs and their bottles of wine and glasses and everything. And everybody was spread around, you know, the strand, enjoying just the fun. And it was great for us just playing together as well, because as you know, with the COVID, we haven't really had much live music
yeah.
going on, and some of are doing it, you know, virtually on you know on screen, you know, on Zoom and different things like that. But actually playing together, it was brilliant. We had the most fantastic. It was a magical evening.
It sounds
and
wonderful.
From that,
it sounds wonderful.
From that, just more people have, you know, I was getting phone calls from, you know, that's people that saw it and doing interviews and radio in Northern Ireland and that, because so many people from Northern Ireland would have come down to Gweedore down through the years and would have great stories, and so they were sending in messages about their remembrance of it. But it's really iconic, you know.
Yeah. I saw your pub featured Catherine Thomas's programme, and Angus McGreena was showing Anne Doyle around Donegal.
That's right,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. So you haven't been able to have sessions, which is the lifeline of your family and your pub, isn't it?
Absolutely. All you have is just whatever you can have on the surround sounds of just pre-recordings. And, you know, I mean, my brother Barclay has done a great job with Leo's, where you know, he's was able to serve food and everything, and
yeah.
and keeps totally with the whole rules and regulations of everything, and it's been great that he's been able to do that. But obviously difficult as well because of, you know,
yeah.
what's going on. But no live music.
first time since records began. That seems to be the phrase of the day. Now, Sonia, your documentary is getting a re-showing, is it?
It is. It's on TG Cahir on the Wednesday, the 23rd of September
okay.
at half 8.
Okay.
And that's the history of the boat, where she came from and what happened to her to a couple of years ago.
And the people in Queen's University want our listeners' help because they're trying to plot the progress of the boat over the years. And because so many people would have taken photographs there, they reckon if they collected enough photographs, they could plot it. So they're looking for any photographs you might have of Bod Eddy. The most important thing is, obviously, that it's a photograph featuring the boat. The second thing is that you have a date on it. And you can send them, if you have them digitally, to onbaile.ie@gmail.com. That's onbaile.ie@gmail.com. Or the postal address is Cushta Bod Eddy. We'll put this up on our website. Inadnaev Padraig, Doher, Upper Door, Umbunbiog, Guidor, County Donegal. And we'll put all that information up on our website. So it's a place I've never been, so I definitely have to pay it a visit.
When we're launching it, then we'll invite you down.
Great. And Moya, we'd love to have you and, you know, anybody else that makes music with you in studio when all this is over.
It's a thing. I'd love that.
Yeah, I'd love to have a chat and a bit of a session, some chat and tunes. That'd be great.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, and Sonia, thanks so much for taking our call today.
Thank you very much. Thanks a million.
Slán to you both. Slán.
Okay, slán.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.